Noel Brown is a Barbadian who lives abroad, but he was one of those who went to the St. Thomas Speaks Town Hall two evenings ago.
I want to talk about the potholes in Barbados. I live overseas for many years, and every time I come back, I see the work that's being done is being done very shabby. I want to know that if the people that do the potholes, if they are trained properly, or if the management that tell them to go and do the work know how to do the work. Because up there in Bridgefield, where I'm from, forgive my hoarseness, they just take the asphalt and they just put it on the ground and they're gone along, and next day there's a big old bump. I'm a mechanical engineer by trade. We spend a lot of money patching roads, which we don't need to do. And next thing also, yes, the electric buses are good. As I said, I'm a mechanical engineer. I would like to see we utilize the sun to get more PVs in different locations so we can charge the buses. We're spending a lot of money charging the buses down in Transport Board, Weymouth. Yeah, if we can have like hubs.
Interestingly enough, though, yeah. Transport Board is looking at getting into PV because ultimately it needs the revenue from PV to help offset the maintenance of the terminals, etc. Yeah. And they have locations, all of the bus terminal routes. They then have Mangrove and they have Robert Street. And they can do swaps with land if those areas are not sufficient. So you're not talking foolishness.
Senior Minister Sandhya Bradshaw also responded.
I just wanted to say thank you to you for raising this issue of what I consider to be what is killing us at times, which is the lack of supervision. It is something I've raised, I've held a lot of licks for by saying that I report what the people tell me in terms of what their concerns are when they see workers not doing what they're supposed to, or even the supervisors not doing what they're supposed to. And that is why I know Prime Minister has raised it in the budget, the $1.5 million that has been put towards improving the supervisory management across not just MTW, but across government. Because we are realizing that things are not getting done the way they are supposed to. We putting out a lot of policies, there are a lot of things, the good things that are to be done, but then nobody is supervising. So when I say talk about the slapdash approach, it is not to say that every worker in MTW behaves that way, but it is to say that all of you will come to me at some point in time and mention a road and the way in which that those road works have been executed. And therefore, we have taken a concerted, made a concerted effort to try to put this training now in place so that people are accountable. Because if the leadership does not know what the pothole patching is supposed to look like when it is complete, then we have a problem because somebody has to lead the people who are working. So I take your point, and I know that we have the funds now to be able to start to put that program in place.
And again, Prime Minister Motley.
I can easily tell you, I just came from Chalky Mount. And I met with RDC there, and a house was being repaired for somebody who is mentally challenged. And this government is not going to tolerate shoddy or untimely work from people. It is not fair to the people who have to live in the houses. It is not fair to be taken forever to have it done. It is not fair for doors to have spaces and windows to have spaces and cupboard doors put on wrong and no vent for toilets and all kinds of madness. The senior minister was with me, and I've asked RDC to also report who was supervising the job, because I can't blame the contractor, I got to blame the person supervising the job. Because at the end of the day, somebody has to be looking out for the public interest. And until we hold people accountable for those small things, they're going to continue to let people get away with murder. It cannot happen when things stay.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.